Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Let me start with one of the really fun things that happens this week, more so this week than at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that is those lesser...
small conferences.
Yeah, lesser conferences. The mid-majors, in my case, in the American East, the sort of lower majors. In my case, David has commanded me. Go ahead, David. What do I have to do?
I've said this. Your school, big upset over the weekend.
Stony Brook.
Go into Stony Brook.
Took him down.
And I know that's personally gratifying for you.
Pretentious bastard. Stony Brook. Come on, we got it. We got
standing.
It.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
Sadly, Vermont beat us by 700 points. We're live at Chatter right now. Let me explain that this is a pop-up podcast.
Wow, good crowd.
Pop-up podcast.
Chuck Todd effect.
And, yeah, we'll explain to everybody who's here. The Tony Kornheiser Show is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos, S-O-N-O-S. SONOS.com, and Michael will do the rest of the reads. I have that at home that Michael set up, and it's very, very lovely. But we are doing a pop-up podcast at Chatter. When you hear this, because I think this will drop about 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. So if you're local, what Nigel is looking at me like it won't.
Oh, I think maybe midnight tomorrow night is what we're looking at.
No, so we're going to try and drop it early.
After the first games.
We are still serving food at Chatter until midnight. We're still serving alcohol until 2. And as you know, alcohol is the way to make money at the bar. So we are full service and for profit. Chuck Todd is here. He brought his entire family because it's never too early to get kids into a bar.
Yes. On St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day. And if you have read this great, great book. What happened? Michael, did you just hit something? I don't want to go through this every single minute.
Your first thought is to blame me?
That was gold.
No, that was.
That opened.
Have read this book, I think his name is J.R. Morningweg. I think that's his name. The Tender Bar. He's a kid who grew up on Long Island. He wrote the Andre Agassi book. He's a wonderful, wonderful writer. And it talks about growing up at a bar. His family owned a bar. And that's why the baby boy Bootsy is already in AA.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And gotta lift him off the
floor. It's the way to go. So I'm glad that Chuck Todd's family
is it bar. Is it wrong to send him to the bar to get the drinks for
my 11-year-old? No,
the 11-year-old, he can do that?
Absolutely.
That's legal here? Okay.
Well, it's not that it's legal, but it's so charming.
Yes.
It's so charming that exceptions are made. People don't go to jail for this. It's not like, for example, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here. Chuck Todd is here. Chris Saliz is here.
Oh, hello.
Michael Kornheiser is here. Nigel will run the board, and we're just going to go straight through, basically. And I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent. But is America really well served if Felicity Huffman is in jail? And this is something I've thought about for a while.
Martha Stewart in jail.
All right, what about Aunt Becky?
Is she the Lori Loughlin?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
Aunt Becky.
I don't.
Can I just go through this quickly? And then we will get to all. This is an NCAA show. We are serving food.
Well, this is the NCAA violations.
We're serving food until midnight. We have stuff on Selection Sunday. This is hosted by Dogfish Head. There are pint glasses and raffle tickets with any Dogfish purchase. There's swag bags, there's T-shirts and more. The grand prize is a Dogfish Head turntable record player. The drawing will be made while we do this show. There are specialty drafts, specialty bottles, specialty cocktails, an analog citrus cooler, a sonic archaeology. There's funnel cake fries.
Wait, sonic archaeology?
It's Dogfish's Prohibition-inspired bottled cocktail with a melding of Dogfish whiskey, rum, and apple brandy with honey, real lemon, and pomegranate juices.
I mean, I knew that. I was testing you.
There's Irish coffee. There's Irish floats. There's shepherd's pie, corned beef and cabbage, Irish nachos.
What the hell is that sonic thing
fries.
Again?
Sonic archaeology, baby.
There's an analog citrus cooler, which is Dogfish analog vodka, orange juice, lemon juice, and simple syrup. I'm just going to go to the Felicity Huffman thing, who I don't even know, just for 1 second, because we've not talked about this. And Chris Saliza and Chuck Todd have kids that are, in the relatively near future, going to be college age. Going in the relatively near future. Okay. I understand that it's wrong. That the way to do this is to simply hand somebody money for a new building and get your child into school.
Correct. That's the old-fashioned
way. I understand.
Do you know what buildings cost now? Yeah.
Trust me, that is the problem. Chuck and I have looked into it.
I went to Binghamton.
It is in the hundreds of millions.
Okay. But I
so that is why I think our friends created the side door.
Right, yeah, right. So here's
back door, right, side door.
This is the only thing I want to ask you about this.
Sounds like it should be.
Because we're going to do this at great length at some other time. But if these children who got into school in this relatively nefarious manner, and I won't defend that, although I don't think they, I think they bumped some other children down one small peg. Mm-hmm. In other words, I don't think the door was closed to college and a life of leisure completely for these other children. I don't. But if these kids who got in by this side door, clearly illegally, clearly, if they are doing college, if they're passing at that college, do you have to throw them out?
I think you do. Because I think that that's...
They stigmatize these kids
you're
more
saying,
than...
I don't know what you're saying.
Why do you blame the kid?
You're blaming the kid.
Did you, I struggle with that.
Yes, but they benefited
I
from
Chuck
it.
So and
the
I
question
remind
is, the, well, well, the question is...
And we went, see, we didn't go to fancy school like you did.
Yeah, well, I mean, it cost my parents a pretty penny to get me in there. One of the allegations is that the PSATs... that they had people
wow,
sitting in.
Wow, Villanova's a six.
Why is Tony's mic dead? Nigel, are you running some kind of coup?
Villanova is a six.
Yeah, tough break.
And they won.
They've only won two of the last three national championships. I'm not going to cry for them.
That's a mid-major now.
The Big
right?
East
yeah,
is
yeah,
now
the mid-major.
You know, Chuck, your words hurt.
So go ahead.
One of the allegations is that they had a proctor sit in the SAT
and cheat for them.
With the kid knows. Your kid is, I mean, my kid is 10. He would know that there's something afoot there. So the idea that they didn't know anything, that they were just rubes
I'm
all
just
this,
saying if they do the work, if they're passing.
Well, that's like saying, yes. Well, I committed an armed robbery 10 years ago, but I haven't done anything since
beef.
Then. Why should I be punished?
Well, you go right on the Tory Clark book podcast.
Uh-huh.
And you do that.
I'm just saying.
We created, there are plenty of universities that were created for rich kids who didn't quite academically,
Miami University.
And that's okay. We had something called Eckerd College back in Florida.
Yeah,
they changed
it
to Rollins.
Named after a drugstore,
right.
I think.
Now it's Rollins, but that's where, you know, nice private university, nothing wrong with it. Why did they have to shove them into
I mean, that's Vanderbilt. That's why Vanderbilt exists.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I mean, I went to state school, so this is a sort of an important issue. All right, let's move on.
Did you not see the video of the daughter of one of them?
No.
They were interviewing her, and this is before the scandal, and she's like, yeah, you know, I've got all these work things. I'm modeling in Milan, you know, in Hong Kong, in London. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to have time for the schoolwork, but, you know, anybody that knows me knows I don't really care about the school. I'm just here for the party and
the
game.
That's Lachlan's daughter. She's already withdrawn.
Did she have the Amazon? Is she the one with the Amazon
sponsor? She's the influencer.
She's lost all of those sponsors.
That's the Lori Loughlin daughter who,
gotta go.
When it happened,
you're not listening, Chris.
was on a yacht with the USC
yes.
Board of Trustees and head's daughter.
And Luke Russert.
Wow.
Pretty chill guy.
Very chill guy. Very chill guy. Very chill.
So let's do this. So what we know so far, we know that they have announced two number one seeds, I believe. One of the number one seeds is Duke. One of the number one seeds is Virginia. The question extant, as we like to say, is will North I think Gonzaga will still get a number one seed. Because you want to have a Western team in a Western regional. Do we think that North Carolina will get the third number one seed and there will be three ACC teams?
Did you watch the Friday night game?
Did not.
I did.
It was about the most exciting college basketball game I've seen in a long time.
Zion at full strength.
It was just Zion at full strength and North Carolina.
They look great. North Carolina.
I'm sorry. You tell me. Duke and North Carolina collectively, and they've had incredible players on the court at the same time together. You tell me a better collection of Duke and North Carolina players ever. It was an unbelievable game.
I agree with Chuck that they should be
even
one
though
seed.
Let me make
they the, beat Duke twice
let
without
me,
Zion.
No, stop. Let me give you the pushback, the total pushback. They never beat Virginia.
Yep.
And in the one game that Zion Williamson played full, they lost, albeit close. But they lost.
Yeah, that's the argument against. I would say who's the other team that belongs there?
Right. Who do you put instead?
Well, you told me Tennessee got crushed.
So you
Tennessee
have to do Michigan State then.
Tennessee has gotten
so Michigan State.
But Michigan State has a two. They're already announced.
I know.
So you would assume it's North Carolina.
I think it would be North Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Tennessee lost to Auburn in the SEC final by 20.
That's ridiculous.
20. Now they beat Kentucky in a great game.
They beat Kentucky 2 out of 3 this year.
But I think Auburn shot 80% from 3.
Now they did.
But it was like,
They
couldn't miss.
I'm not sure I know the answer. Well, I know I don't know the answer. None of us may know.
Wow, 20 points.
How is Bruce Pearl still the coach, given that Chuck Person has pled guilty? He changed his plea. He's now pled
guilty.
By the
way, Person hit one of the threes today.
I love it. The rifleman.
It was so good. Such a flashback.
Well, let's go to that.
How is that?
How is Sean Miller still the coach at Arizona?
How is Weatherford the coach?
They sat him down. How is Bill Self, who everybody likes?
I don't understand.
How is he still the coach at Kansas? How is Jim Larrañaga, your school?
Oh, he got off. Wait. In fairness to them, University of Miami has been cleared.
Okay.
In fairness, they've been cleared.
By the way, a good Georgetown connection in the pay-to-play thing. We were in there.
Yeah,
our tennis coach.
Tennis coach to the stars.
Yeah, the most amazing thing
to me. I didn't even know we had a
me,
tennis team, to be totally honest.
A, that Lawn Stanford.
Tennis. Georgetown, of course you had
true,
tennis.
True.
A, that Stanford has a sailing team, and B, that guy pocketed $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000.
Did you read the story about the Yale soccer coach?
No.
Oh, he was this great story, and then all of a sudden, he was the guy that was the, he was the guy that flipped first. And then for a year was coaching while under the Fed's thumb.
All right, so we have a circumstance here where we're going to go through when we get the brackets, when Michael prints out the brackets, we're going to go through them. I am pleased to say that Belmont, which lost to Ja Morant and Murray State, Belmont is in. Mm-hmm. They're in a play-in game, but so what?
But they made the
tournament.
It's to be an 11 seed, correct? If you win, you're an 11
against
seed.
Against a very beatable good. 6.
Oh, right. Maryland seed. Oh, what a disaster for Maryland.
Yeah, North Carolina is a number one. They just announced it.
So, okay. Now, in my lifetime, I have seen 3 teams from one conference in the Final Four.
Big East Feast, baby.
1987.
Loved it.
Providence.
Billy Donovan and Patino.
Providence, Villanova, and Georgetown.
Yep.
But I'm not sure that they were not all 3 seeds.
Didn't they do it in 85, too?
No,
that's
only
the year.
1 year.
Only one year.
Is that the year Memphis was the other team?
Well, that's the year Villanova beat Georgetown.
It was St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova, and Georgetown.
Yes, but that's the year that Villanova beat Georgetown. It was 85.
But that's 85.
Right. That's
it's the year Villanova. It's the Ed Pinckney.
Some other time.
What yes.
is happening with this microphone?
Why is this happening with my microphone?
Your chair keeps kicking.
Yeah, your chair is turning the button.
You're so excited to be back.
Yeah, and in that Final Four, remember Boston College, which was in the Big East, lost in the 8.
Yeah.
To wasn't Memphis
State. Wasn't Gary Williams coaching them then?
Boston College? I've heard of this guy.
Didn't they have Bagley on that team?
John Bagley.
Memphis State was Keith Lee and William Bedford.
They were terrific.
Yes, North Carolina got a number one seed.
Against Iona.
So now,
hey, is Jeff Rulin still the Iona coach?
No, he's not.
Okay.
So let me explain the entire Wilbon circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
Wilbon, because he is a proud son of the Big Ten, insists that the Big Ten, top to bottom, is the best conference in the country. He says that the bottom of the Big Ten, the reason he says this because Northwestern's at the bottom of the Big Ten, that Northwestern and Rutgers and Penn State and whoever else is in there are better than the bottom of the ACC. And the bottom of the ACC is Pitt and Boston College and Wake and Georgia Tech.
Pitt is atrocious now.
Here who's from the Big Ten or technically the ACC.
I watched Penn State.
Do you
Minnesota.
Agree with him?
No.
ACC. It's not a close
ACC,
call.
ACC. Not even.
This is Wilbon's whole deal.
Sorry.
It's just compare the teams. I mean, just like.
And by the way, most years he's not wrong. I think most years it's a much closer contest.
Right.
I think the Big Ten's the third best conference. By the way, I think you could make a case the SEC is pretty close. Well, I'm sorry, you could have that. Pac-12, you could have that.
Pac-12, argument. Big 12, not both with no. very down years. Big East.
Oh, I think the Big 12 is sufficiently better. The Pac-12 is terrible.
The Pac-12. The A-10 is better than the Pac-12.
I watched some of the Oregon-Washington game last night. I'd never heard of anybody on either of those teams. I mean, it was really.
Did you fired
some,
your coach.
Some
right?
people thought
Did you
that fire Washington your coach. GW got fired.
Maurice Carver.
He shouldn't have ever had the job.
That's exactly right.
But it wasn't. It was during that whole mess.
You know who? Hey, you know who won there?
I'm not sure.
You know who won there? Mike Lonergan. Now I know it was a mess, but he did.
I'm not sure they should have fired him. He that won. Was a personal thing with the AD. I'm not sure they should have.
That wasn't a recruiting issue, was it?
No, it was all AD.
I mean, so here's Iowa State.
There's a guy down at Old Dominion that I'd like to see GW talk to.
Yeah, can we just quickly? I mean, obviously, Chuck and I are biased in this regard.
For Jeff Jones.
Jeff Jones.
I mean, we're friends with him. We know him. We know his wife very well. But this dude has now taken
all he does is win.
Virginia American, which as Aldridge will acknowledge, that's probably the last only time American will ever make it.
It's hard.
And now ODU to the regular season and conference
the
title.
The list of coaches that have gone to taken schools like that to three or more.
It's
unbelievable.
It's small list.
It's a small list.
The guy is a tremendous, to Chuck's point, all he ever does with every program
Houston
he has given
got
us
three win. And Wofford got in. Well, Wofford won.
And by the way, Tone, I know we'll go through this, but Chuck and I were looking at that. It's ODU is a 14 against Purdue, who's a 3.
Winnable.
ODU has the best. I watched that game last night because we have a rooting interest. I went between that and Duke.
What is your relationship with Jeff?
We know his. Well, you go.
His wife has worked with me at the Hotline, National Journal for a long time.
Long time. And we know
he
my
and,
wife.
They're
my
very
wife,
close neighbors.
They're all very good friends. Yeah. So we know Jeff through that. But, I mean.
Jeff, in case people who are listening around the country don't know who Jeff Jones is. He was the point guard on the Ralph Sampson team.
Correct. Yes. He has pictures of himself guarding Michael Jordan. How's that?
Well, he has pictures of himself with Michael Jordan going around him. No, I'm kidding.
He's in the same frame.
Jeff Jones went to a Final Four.
Yeah. By the way, it's the short shorts, too. It's very embarrassing.
But, I mean, if you... He's a good player. And you know what, Tone's interesting about him while we're waiting for the bracket?
A Kentucky kid that got away from Kentucky.
Yep.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Owensboro. His best player is a kid named B.J. Stith, and you'll recognize that last name because
Sam
you'll remember.
Stith?
No, you remember Bryant Stith
Bryant
on
Stith.
Virginia.
Yeah,
that's
his
kid,
okay.
Who was at UVA and transferred to ODU when Jeff got the job. So he was the Conference USA? Conference USA Player of the Year.
So now the only drama is because we're watching this live as everybody else is watching it. Well, they're not because they're getting this later. But the only drama now is will Gonzaga. Be a one seed, which I assume
they have
to be. Because
the West is all that's left.
Yeah, they're going
to
have
to. By the way, as far as I can tell, St. John's not in.
Washington did get in.
Washington has to get in.
No, they didn't.
They made it to the final of the Pac-12.
Well, you could have left them
out. But they're a 9. They're the best team in the Pac-12, and they're a 9.
Yep.
They're a 9. Let's go through this.
So Seton Hall,
what happened to the Pac-12 in football and basketball?
Well, UCLA
what
down,
happened?
USC down. Remember, I could not be happier about this. Andy freaking Enfield, Mr. Florida Gulf Coast, wins one stupid game against Georgetown. Now he's Johnny Superstar out there in USC. How are things going out there now, Andy? Jerk.
Wow.
The other day, I advocated firing the commissioner.
I think you're right.
He's the highest paid.
Makes $4.6 million a year.
Nobody watches their games.
No. What have you done?
No, I mean, that is... Well,
he blew
traditional,
all of those negotiations.
The traditional powerhouses are just... I mean, UCLA is just down.
So North Carolina has to get to the Sweet 16, they're going to have a match against Kansas. Roy Williams, that's a cool thing.
Great
Roy
game.
Williams coached Kansas
that's not
before
a,
Bill Self.
Boy, that's not that hard of a
No, that's easy.
Kansas
looks like
best
an easy
players
bracket.
Are hurt.
Sure does.
Yep.
But I'm saying that's a cool thing. You know, every once in a while, they do matchups.
North Carolina, Kentucky, if Kentucky gets there.
Well, Tone, as I pointed out,
Louisville,
Minnesota. So, for folks who don't know, Louisville is a 7, Minnesota's a 10. Minnesota is coached by Richie Patino, Rick's son. Of Rick. Son.
Got
obviously,
canned.
Louisville, we know what they did with Patino. And Chuck was saying that they continue to maintain that this is all done by random. I mean, that's such BS. Like, come. Like, that's clearly a matchup of anyone who's even vaguely sharp about college basketball recognizes immediately.
Do you
immediately.
Think that I mean, Rick Pitino
is it a TV
will
show,
show up?
It's a TV
is
show.
Is it a TV show?
It always
do
is,
Do you think
baby.
Rick Pitino will show up and sit on his son's
100%.
Bench? How great
he loves drama. He loves drama. Of course he will.
Is that the, was he the coach of the year in Greece?
He was. They won the championship.
Sure. Yeah.
The notion that winning a championship in Greece will get him closer to the United States. No, you know what will get him closer to the United States? Winning a championship in Portugal, because it's closer than Greece. But it's not going to get you there.
By the way, keep an eye on Seton Hall.
Seton Hall Wofford.
They're a very good 10 seed.
Hey, did the Wizards get in?
I don't. Well,
no.
Maybe in the West.
They have as much
shit. In the West.
Well, the good thing
what
is,
about an NIT?
The good thing is that when Georgetown had a chance to get in, we lost to Seton Hall by 75 points. Right. They're down 30 in the first half as I'm walking around the Magic Kingdom.
Well, it's a magical experience, isn't it?
It was very, very intoxicating.
By the way,
they allow
mention,
alcohol, though, now
oh,
at
yeah.
the Magic Kingdom, which is a huge
yes.
advancement
a,
for parents.
Yes.
Wait,
game
so you're taking
oh, yeah.
these
huge,
rides?
Yes.
It's a huge advancement, though. Very new. Michael, alcohol in Disney World.
Well, last time Michael and I went, we played golf like four different days.
In so Disney?
Yeah. Cool. They have a lot of golf courses.
I made the vow to never go back.
Right.
What?
You will with your baby.
Oh,
no, I made you promise that you would take your grandchildren
They'll
through Disney
you.
Using
I'll
your coupons to get around
I
from
will
different
do that,
parks.
But you told me I'm not allowed to be alone with them. So, you know, I mean, you know.
You bring up a fair point.
I'll happily do it. I'll just hire a babysitter to be with us at all times.
Yeah, throw down that 50.
You know, that's the way that works. All right, so when we get everything, we'll go.
They're almost done. They've done three of the four.
I'm confused because
Chris, so we're making fun of the Pac-12, and I understand that.
Well,
what about the Big East? They're
going to
get three teams in.
Okay, let me tell
you. Right, Mark Kett will be the other team?
Two of the last 3 years has produced a national champion
from
the Big East. Now, I hate Villanova, obviously.
Right.
But they have done that. Now, it is down this year, no question. I think Villanova is a solid team that is extremely well coached because Jay Wright is terrific.
He's very good.
Marquette actually has a real star player in Marcus Howard, but has really struggled at the end of the year.
Yes, they lost about 5 out of 6.
I dislike them because their head coach is Wojo.
You hate him because
he's a Duke guy.
Yeah.
And then I think Seton Hall is the next best team in there. And St. John's, I think, will not get in. So I think you'll see three teams, which... To Chuck's point, it is kind of a outside of Villanova, there's not a perennially good team in that group. There just isn't.
How does that get fixed? Is it just all
you
the Catholic?
Go, you
no, could, the Catholic universities can't keep up anymore.
Catholic universities without football. Without football.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
They were
I think
so hurt
yeah.
by
the
Boston College and Pitt and Syracuse walking out on them.
And the UConn.
College,
and the loss
at least
of
we're
UConn.
Not UConn.
No,
I mean, that's what I always say.
UConn.
We're not. We're, but we're not UConn. UConn,
yeah, no, but,
UConn is in the American Athletic Conference.
But you know, but you guys, everybody missed the boat on UConn. It's bad for UConn, and it was a mistake.
Well, they invested. They and UConn invested like crazy in their football program.
That was
when
the
I
big
was
mistake.
Growing up, there was nothing there. They had no football program. They spent tens of millions of dollars. They actually got ranked in the top 25 briefly. That's how Edsel gets the
Maryland job.
That's
how he got the
job.
Maryland job. That's right.
And then it just totally collapsed. And this realignment, you know, is just not.
Syracuse got in.
Oh, great.
Syracuse is an 8. So they got in. I'd love to see who the play-in games are.
ODU, by the way, beat Syracuse at Syracuse.
Syracuse-Baylor. That's going to
be. Oh, that'd be a good game.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of running in
Look,
that
if
game.
Battle can play, Syracuse can beat him.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't see that it was F. Dickinson. I was like, Dickinson? Is that? But they're a D3 school.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Swarthmore against Gonzaga.
It could have been E. Dickinson.
Dickinson's FDU.
Marquette got in, and they really failed at the
end
of the
year. They really struggled. Again, they lost to Georgetown at Marquette in the last regular season game.
Terrible loss.
Yeah,
and
really
they're Whoa, wait a second.
Yeah. Well, that's about.
Wait.
Oh, look, they got Murray State.
Yep.
That's
John Morant.
Actually,
wait, Chris, come on.
That's because.
They're ranked ahead of Villanova?
That is because they're all the factors that they use to rank this stuff, with the exception of last 10 games. Their strength of schedule was better. Their wins inside the top 50 were better. But they are not. That is not a team I would not want.
They can
to be
lose to Murray State.
Absolutely.
Hey,
they can lose to Murray State.
Finally, Florida State. Christian, a four seed, honey.
Four.
She went to Florida State.
Well, Garnet and gold.
That means that four ACC teams are at least among the top 16 and maybe among the top 13.
And if you watched the ACC championship game last night, Duke handled them, but Not a lot of teams can handle
Florida
State. They got a 7'4 guy. They got another guy who's 6'11.
Well, Vermont's a 13. That's great for my conference. America East, the 13 is great.
Yep. I think Florida State is a very hard matchup. I think that's a very tough matchup.
They're going to give Gonzaga
They also
a big
play like literally everyone who's on scholarship. Buffalo they play like 11
six.
Guys. Yeah, I mean, they've been ranked the top 25 all year.
Six.
And they won their conference tournament.
I watched them. They look legit.
Those are Danny Hurley's recruits, though.
Bobby Hurley's recruits.
Yes. I mean,
a six.
They've been ranked. You know,
they're higher ranked than any Pac-10 team.
Yep. What conference are they in?
By the way, Buffalo's had a nice little run this year.
They're in the MAC.
The football team did well this year. The basketball team.
St. John's did get in. Wow. So that's four Big East teams.
Wow.
I don't know that St. John should have gotten in.
That's probably the bigger – they're going to be the bubble team that people can complain
about,
right?
And Arizona State is Bobby Hurley. Yeah, right.
He is Bobby Hurley.
I don't know that they should have gotten in.
That's a bad match.
Michael, how are we doing? Do we have brackets
Almost
yet?
Almost finished.
Great. We should – well, when Michael's finished doing the brackets, we will go bracket by bracket by bracket by bracket because there are four of them. Texas Tech, I assume, is going to be the most highly ranked Big 12
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely.
They're going to get a four, do you think?
They just got a three or a four. Three.
All right, they had a good year.
Now, if there was a team that, say, got to the semifinals in the American East Conference, is there a play-in for the play-in game?
No, we don't. We're not assistant to the assistant. I think we won 10 games. I don't think we'll even be invited to the CBI. I don't think we'll be invited to the CGI either. I don't think so. Nevada is a seven. So Buffalo's ranked ahead of Nevada.
Which is weird because Nevada's schedule must be terrible.
Look at this. A 15
yep.
loss.
Wow.
Florida team gets a 10 seed.
Michigan's a two.
That's legit.
So Michigan and Michigan State are both two seeds.
That's legit.
ACC could get... ACC has a realistic chance for all Final Four. For all four in the Final Four. That bracket for Florida State...
Yep.
They can win that bracket.
Florida State is just such a hard matchup. They're so big.
They're incredibly athletic every single year.
And they have a 7'4 guy, and they play 11 people.
And I don't mean to insult Leonard Hamilton.
I know, they don't win.
But I don't think he gets the most out of everybody.
He does wear a t-shirt with a suit coat like nobody else does.
Here's my problem with Leonard Hamilton. When he was coach of the Wizards and Michael Jordan decided he wanted to play basketball, he didn't want Leonard Hamilton to coach him.
He, in fact, said, the first move I'm going to make is get rid of Leonard Hamilton.
Yep.
That really is.
And Michael, these are hot off the press. Oh, these are the Kornheiser Show bracket.
This is fantastic. All right. Michael, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do the Sonos read here, and then we'll segue into who'd you have on TV today?
Oh, he had good. Beto O'Rourke. Haven't heard of him.
You know how I feel about him.
You mean Robert Francis O'Rourke?
I think he's a loser.
He's a loser.
That was well received from the West Palm Beach Airport Hotel.
Yeah, I see that. Amy Klobuchar.
You know where her dad is?
Yeah, I know where her dad is.
Her dad covered the Vikings for 30 years.
Did you know him at all?
I never met him, but
publisher of the St. Louis Star Tribune.
No,
passed.
I thought he was still alive.
Well, but I think he recently passed.
I believe he recently passed. And then Pat Toomey was my Republican.
Okay.
On that front.
How did you like Beto O'Rourke?
Well, I went out to Iowa yesterday and saw them both, Klobuchar and O'Rourke. I would say he's a little bit, John Klobuchar.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Tone, well done. He's 90.
Well done.
Sorry,
he's
Mr. 90. Klobuchar.
90?
He's 90.
90.
He's still 90. Alive.
Good for him. You know, he's a little bit of Obama, a little bit of Tony Robbins, a little bit of, like, and I just don't know.
There's a lot of apologizing in the first week of the campaign. A lot of apologizing.
Sometimes you feel like it's a little too much Tony Robbins. And then he himself sees it. Like, he's self-aware of it and backs off of it. But then he gets a little, I don't know.
I was told that Maureen Dowd fell in love with him today.
Oh, my God.
I was told Maureen Dowd wrote him a love letter today.
Yeah.
Put it this way. George
Mitrovich told me that.
All I will say is this. The minute I saw the Andy Leibovitz spread, I emailed Maureen. And I said... Wait till you read the piece. That's all I said. And I had a feeling.
No,
oh, it was a Moto special.
All right, the Big Ten gets 8. Will Bond wins. The ACC gets 7. The SEC gets 7. The Big 12 gets 6.
Let's see what the record is after the first. Let's see what the first round looks like.
I don't think that is a. I honestly think that is a bad measurement. It is how many teams have a legitimate chance to actually make real noise.
He's
going to
be impossible tomorrow.
No, 100%.
Impossible.
Well, but if they got four, he would say that they were robbed.
All right, we're going to delve into this. Michael, do the Sonos read and thank them so much for sponsoring.
This episode of the Tony Kornheiser Show is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com. So the Sonos Playbase will put you at the center of all your favorite TV shows and movies. You're going to love it this time of year, so you can make sure you don't miss any moments of the beauty that is Kenny, Ernie, and Charles. Uh-huh. And all of their off-the-cuff banter.
I'll tell you what.
So it brings you to the center of all your favorite TV shows and movies. I'm just going to speak over you right now. Plus, it plays music, so you can go from watching the game, "We're ready to begin," to blasting your victory song. The Sonos One blends great sound with Amazon Alexa, so you can use your voice to control music, podcasts, and more. Just ask, "Alexa, play Meet the Press Daily presents The Lid."
Nice work.
Thank you. The Sonos Playbase has changed the way that my family enjoys watching sports and TV at home.
I watch.
Nice.
I watch because it sounds good.
All right, I thought you might expand upon I watch.
I watch. It sounds really good.
Sounds great.
Do you watch or do you listen? If it sounds good. What do you watch if it sounds good?
I watch and
multitask.
Listening is hard for him. How is the setup process? Could not have been easier. In fact, Baby Bootsy can not only set it up, he can also turn the buttons off and ruin his grandfather's experience. Sound quality is fantastic. These speakers really do fill the room, and they are beautiful accents to the room as well. They don't take up too much space.
Brings the room together.
Oh, Donnie. We use the voice control on the Sonos One to ask Alexa for game scores, and when the first weekend starts, you're going to want to make sure you're up to date with all the latest scores. So go ahead, check out Sonos Home Systems by going to Sonos.com. That is Sonos.com.
All right, we're going through everything, and first we're going to go through the play-in games, because there's a couple of...
Here they are.
I only have three play... Oh, I got four play-in games. This is sort of interesting. We're going to start on the right-hand side of the bracket with the Eastern Regional, where Duke is the number one seed, and I'm going to assume Duke is the overall number one
seed.
They must be.
Yep.
Right.
Duke is going to end up playing the winner of North Dakota State and NC Central. That is a game that nobody cares about. However, later in that same, and this is surprising to me that there are two play-in games in the same region. There's a Belmont Temple game. Temple is coached by a wonderful coach, Fran Dunphy.
Yep.
He coached Penn for a long time. He won some Ivy League championships when Michael was a student at Penn.
Legend.
Fran Dunphy was the coach there. Temple's pretty good. And the American Conference got four teams in, all right? I find myself rooting for Belmont. I'm just saying that as an aside. Any thoughts on Belmont Temple?
I like Belmont. I think if it's anything different than if it's similar to how they play every other year, they take it, and I've not seen one game, but programmatically, they take a million threes.
They do.
And I think in an early round game, I think it's just hard to defend. It's hard to defend when you have five guys or four guys who can shoot threes, because you don't typically see that often.
Fran Dunphy's a really good coach.
He will have time to develop. Belmont has
a defense.
Been there before too. I mean, yep. This is a. Yep. I don't
didn't they get to? They pulled an
they've,
upset.
They've
did
been.
They get, they won a
I'm
game.
I'm looking
in,
back.
I think they've won a game in the NCAA.
They're in the Ohio Valley Conference.
So
I also
they
like
hosted
Nashville.
They hosted a VP debate.
I also like
so
Nashville.
I've had to be on their
Belmont
campus.
Did.
Yeah, they hosted a VP.
The
debate,
other two.
So I'm pulling for them.
The other two are in the Western Regional. Fairleigh Dickinson against Prairie View A&M, a game that will be watched by less than 40 people. On television.
Prairie View AM.
Less than 40 people.
Do you know, I remember one time, Fairleigh Dickinson took UConn as a 15 seed to here in D.C.
Yeah.
The first time D.C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had some dude score 50.
Is that right?
Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson, some 50 in it, and almost pulled this massive upset of UConn.
Belmont's coach has been, his name is Rick Bird. He's been there for 33 years. I think that's a similar situation to playing without Steph Curry.
He's probably been there since he was in NAIA.
Well, they were in like
right?
a totally yeah, different conference.
They probably weren't even.
They were in
the. Oh, the
they
guy Bob. In, you're going to talk about Bob McKillop at.
It's a similar situation. Davidson. It's you obviously don't have the same talent level that some of these other schools have, but you have a system and you know how to run it. He has been there since, Rick Bird has been there since they were in the Tennessee Collegiate Athletic Conference yeah. in the NAIA.
NAIA, yeah. baby.
The fourth play-in game is Arizona State St. John's.
Hmm.
And this is Bobby Hurley playing against Chris, Bobby Hurley coaching against Chris Mullen. Chris, you thought that St. John's might not make the tournament.
I have seen them
Why
play.
Do you think they let them in?
The middle of their season, so...
Because they started out hot.
They started, so if it was 2018, they were outstanding. They looked really good. They have a kid named Shamari Pons,
yeah,
left-handed
good.
Kid.
He scored over 40
really
a couple
score.
Times.
A couple transfers. They have struggled since. They finished, I think they were the 4 or 5 seed in the Big East tournament. They've not been terribly good. I'm skeptical of Mullen as a... in the game coach in yeah. terms of making changes.
Yeah.
There are situations where I thought Jay Wright really, or even I don't like to acknowledge this, but Wojciechowski coached circles around
him. Well, this
him.
Is the fourth Big East team, and that surprises me.
Seton Hall absolutely should be in, and I think could make noise.
I could have walked away from
Villanova.
Marquette.
Solid. Marquette just had a very solid season. To me...
Yeah, but their last eight games... They weren't any good.
Agreed. They lost.
They're trending
six
badly.
Of their last eight, if I'm not mistaken.
All right,
I told
this.
Nigel I have a lot of hot takes based on very little information.
That's the
fine.
Best
very
kind.
Little information. I watched a half hour of the pregame today, and it all said to me that Arizona State's actually the best team in the Pac-12. I'm not kidding. That all the ESPN guys were saying that they're probably playing the best ball.
That might be.
So I'm taking them.
So we're going to start with the Duke region, and the Duke region. Duke is one. Michigan State, which is, I guess, the Big Ten champion now, right?
Yep.
Michigan State is 2. LSU, whose coach is, I think...
That's a mess.
I think he's selling...
TBD.
Yeah, he's selling shoes yeah. someplace. Somebody named Wade.
LSU never has problems like
They're
this.
They're 3.
Never.
And Virginia Tech is 4, which means that Virginia Tech Duke is supposed to be, I'm surprised at this... Is supposed to be to get into the round.
I like that.
By the way,
Final Four.
Are
I like
we
that gonna, for Duke a lot.
Is this the usual? Look at Duke. They got the easy ride.
No, because they have Michigan State.
Michigan State's awfully good.
Okay, I'll give you that
too.
I'll give you that.
So look at that. So look through that and tell me. Give me one or two teams where you say they could make noise.
I think Yale. LSU's a mess.
You Yale's, like Yale? That's Yale. A, that would be
that's,
an enormous
no, I know.
Upset.
I'm just saying that's enormous. One of those. You know there'll be one of those.
Right.
Just keep an eye on that.
I like
they're
VCU,
pretty good.
But there's no way in hell. I just think that you can't plan or game plan for Zion, period, but also Barrett. I think VCU actually has a very good team, but they're
well. Let's get to the pressing question. If you live in the greater Washington area, the University of Maryland yeah. will play the winner of Belmont Temple.
Yep. That's going to be a very popular upset pick. I don't know that they lose, but a lot of people are going to pick either Belmont or Temple.
I'm going to tell you this. Mark Turgeon has not had any success at all in the Big Ten tournament. He's done very well in the regular seasons, but not in the Big Ten tournament. If he were to go out in the first round of the Big Ten tournament and then go out to a play-in winner... I think there will be a drumbeat. What do you think?
You think you're going to be able to get a new investor?
I don't know.
He's going to be looking for work?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just
maybe
don't
an
know.
Analyst?
I don't know. I mean, I think there'll be a slight drumbeat.
There kind of has to be. The football program's a mess. So you got to, and that basketball was the thing keeping him up.
Where is Kevin Plank on Turgeon?
I don't know.
I mean,
all
I
that
hate
no, he's important.
He's the unofficial AD, right?
So Turgeon
and Turgeon is a nice man.
Turgeon has been there since I just looked this up.
7 years,
2011.
Seven, 8 years.
8 years.
And I think he's been
by
good.
The way, it feels like though it's been like a slow landing plane.
Yeah, it's not.
It doesn't feel like it's gotten better.
All right, I'm going to say this at the risk of people in the area really hating me.
Yeah, they hate me already.
Gary Williams is my friend. Gary is my friend. I don't believe that Maryland. I believe if you look at the people that Maryland has sent to the pros and how long they've been there and what they have done, Maryland is nowhere near the program that some of the ACC programs
well,
are.
That is true.
When
but
you
you're
go
talking
to the Big
about,
Ten, that's what happens. Your program's going to go down a notch.
I mean, yeah. Okay, but I mean, you're talking about Duke, okay. North Carolina. I mean, these are huge.
But what
titans.
What I'm getting to is, I think that the heights that Maryland achieved, they achieved through the will and personal dynamism of Lefty Driesell and Gary
100%.
Williams. And that's why they're not a basketball power.
Look at,
like, people here
Juan,
want
Juan
to think
Dixon
they are.
And Steve Blake.
Blake played a long time.
Did, but was a sort of, there was no
that's
star
right.
there.
No.
And that's Gary. Not
now,
just because he co-owns
Len
a restaurant.
Bias would have been a star.
Oh, yes.
But
yes.
He's it.
But they won the national championship with a team that, if you look at that roster in terms of NBA talent, is not there.
But no, the when you looked at the Villanova national title team a couple years ago that had all of the D.C. talent on it, that's when you said that Maryland and Georgetown have a problem.
Yep. Josh
Hart. I'm not going to sit here and say which program has a bigger problem.
No. Josh Hart went to Sidwell.
That's
and,
the problem.
And the other kid went to Gonzaga.
Yeah, no, high school basketball in this area, high school basketball in this region is still pretty good.
It's very good.
You know, much better than it is in South Florida.
Very good.
There is no excuse
for not getting them.
For not getting if you can recruit locally.
Chris Leakes, who we've talked about.
Chris
Leakes. Chris Leakes, is at Miami. Larinaga. He played at Gonzaga. Didn't even Georgetown was not in the mix.
But Larinaga knew him.
Yeah,
was keeping track of him when he was here.
Still,
Mason, yeah.
Chuck's right. I mean, yes, like Durant is from here. Beasley is from here. Those guys are itinerants. But there are a lot. There are a lot of players. DeMatha, St. John's, Gonzaga.
That Catholic League is
great. I mean,
great.
You're talking about the kid
great.
The kid who's a starter. He's a left-handed kid. He's at
the
Notre
Arlington
Dame. Notre
Catholic School produces
Bishop O'Connell.
Bishop O'Connell produces
the
talent.
Kid, the left-handed kid who's a starter for Notre Dame, he's a freshman. Now, Notre Dame was down this year, but he's a Gonzaga kid. I mean, there's a huge amount of talent.
I would just push back on this, that this also goes into the territory of shoe deals and what these kids are wearing growing up. But it's not just the personality of the coach. Though I do think you have to look at how you're not able to hold any of these kids.
I mean, I think that Gary and Lefty and Big John, they were very special people.
And it was also a different
very
it was a different
people.
Time. It was
do we sort of think that Duke
I don't
Zion
see,
Williamson is
unless he gets hurt.
Right. Okay, so UNC, I guess that's the surprise. UNC is the number one seed in the Midwest, which would set up a UNC Duke fourth time if they went all the way through. Two is Kentucky. Three is Houston from the American Conference, I believe.
Who lost to Cincinnati.
Four is Kansas, who did not win their conference for the first time in 15 years, but is, and I'll say this again, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas is capable of things. Chuck, as you look around in that, the highest rated Pac-12 team is Washington. There are nine. There are nine, for God's sakes. As you look in that, do you see a team that where you say, this team could make some noise?
I will say this, it's a little bit of a hot take, but Iowa State is playing very well right now.
Big 12.
They're streaky. They're always Big 12. They're the ones that knocked off Kansas, I believe.
They did. They won
the tournament. That's a nice matchup against Ohio State. Then they get a Houston team that
they can beat. They haven't beaten anybody great.
I don't know if they can beat Kentucky, and that's the problem, but that could be Iowa State could be the non-1 through 4 that gets in there.
Now, let me preface this by saying that other than Phil's mom, I'm a consistent last place threat in this bracket year over year.
Right.
Now, that said, I've got a few picks here, Tone.
Go ahead.
You like Abilene Christian, don't you? You love Abilene Christian.
Abilene Christian.
Four letters, I-O-N-A. No, I'm with Chuck. I think Iowa State it has potential. New Mexico State in that, I think Auburn, I mean, yes, Auburn won the SEC, but I think they may have peaked. New Mexico State is 30-4. And then I do think Seton Hall has real potential. I like a Seton Hall Kentucky game. I'd be interested to see Seton Hall because they're Seton Hall, they don't have it's not Kentucky, so you got a lot more kids who are juniors, seniors, versus a lot of freshmen. I like Seton Hall.
Here's what bothers me about Kentucky this year, and I think that nobody has exploited the one and done better than Calipari. Krzyzewski has recently, but Calipari's been doing it for a longer period of time. The fact that Kentucky lost twice to Tennessee is bothersome to me. It's bothersome to me.
They should have won yesterday. Yeah, that, or 2 days ago. They're not. They were, they
Kentucky
had that game.
Losing late like that in the season bothers me. You don't. You.
No. I just. Calipari gets. Kentucky always seems to be ready for this tournament. Calipari.
You're right.
Always to prepare team. He thinks this is what matters. I don't think he cares about the conference tournament. I think he prepares these guys to do two things. Make a run in the NCAA tournament and go to the NBA.
Do you like UNC here? Is it hard not to?
It's hard not to. They're they were so good the last 2 weeks, I'd argue. I think the beginning of this calendar year, when the ACC conference, they were shaky. But they feel like they're so fast.
And I think they don't get enough credit because they beat Duke twice without Zion.
Right. 33 seconds worth of Zion Williams.
The kid with the hair, Kobe White.
The guard. The lead guard.
The freshman guard. Outstanding. Luke May. You know, he's solid. Probably not going to be a great pro, but he's a very good college player. And I do think Roy will have him ready. I do like them. I do. I like Iowa State. I like an Iowa State UNC matchup, or even UNC matchup. I mean, let's remember. I struggle with this, but let's remember. We have seen in the last 2 or 3 years a lot of double digit or very high single digit seeds get to the Elite Eight. A few sniff the Final Four. I mean. Mason made the Final Four not that long ago.
We let Big East Boy.
Butler made it twice.
We let Big East Boy overlook Wofford here. He's got Seton Hall going a long way. They got to beat Wofford.
More like Wofford.
Wofford's
on the other side.
Wofford.
Is that South Carolina, right?
Yeah, they didn't look like Wofford. You know, they looked like they belonged
to the two stories this year.
A real conference.
Wofford and Buffalo.
Well, and Murray State.
Team. Well, but they were never ranked.
Okay.
Wofford and Buffalo have been consistently ranked. Virginia is the number one seed. Virginia suffered last year the worst defeat in the history of the tournament. Oh. They lost to UMBC, which is, that's my conference, Humeric East. That's a tragic loss. They have Gardner Webb this time. I don't think they're going to lose, but I didn't think they were going to lose to UMBC. In this bracket, which is the South bracket, Wisconsin has a great player. The kid Happ is a great player.
He is.
And Wisconsin is a very, very well-coached team.
Very system-oriented.
Kansas
they run
State
it well.
Did very well in the Big 12 this year. Villanova has won 2 out of the last 3. Purdue, I think, won the Big 10 regular season. Right. Tennessee, this is by far the strongest region.
Villanova
has
a 6.
By far. Right, Chuck?
I'm looking
by
here.
Far.
I think you're well. We may have another argument here. Toughest, the West may be the most competitive.
Okay, right. We have a guy who's
most good teams.
Yes. Right. But the West could be very competitive. Yeah, I
mean,
there
are good
here.
Teams here.
I mean, when you have Wisconsin as a 5 and Villanova as a 6, both track record success in the tournament, system oriented, know what they're doing.
The Big Ten has more teams than any other conference here, and Purdue won the Big Ten. Did they not?
Or they did. No, they did.
Regular season.
By the way, I would argue, though, UVA caught one break here. Duke's got fellow ACC teams in their own bracket, which I think is always difficult to have teams that know you. Not a single ACC school here. You know, UVA is so hard to play the first time.
That's right.
They're so hard to play that first time if you haven't played them. And this is, when you suddenly look at it that way, you're like, boy, this lines up okay for them. Ole Miss or Oklahoma, fine. Wisconsin or I mean, when you have to face that style of play that they have that first time.
There's some pretty good coaches in here.
Yep.
Rick Barnes, pretty good coach. Matt Painter's a pretty good coach.
How many Final Fours has Rick Barnes been to?
None, and neither has Matt Painter.
Just ask him for a friend.
How about UVA?
Villanova, Jay Wright.
Jay Wright,
he's pretty
UVA.
Good. He's won it twice.
We already have lauded Jeff Jones. ODU is in this. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good coaches in that. That guy at Cincinnati, Mick Cronin, he gets them to perform.
They overperform.
You pick ODU over Purdue?
Yes, but I'm picking to root for it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm picking to root for it. I have seen Purdue play once this year. One thing I'll say for ODU.
Will
very pick, good man-to-man defense, which is problematic.
Will you pick St. Mary's over Villanova coming out of the Gonzaga
I think St.
win?
Mary's, I think St. Mary's peaked with the Gonzaga win.
That's a high seed for them. that they got.
Yes, they won the Big West or whatever it is.
So they couldn't put him in a play-in, right? If you win your tournament, you're not allowed.
Gonzaga.
You're not allowed to be in the play-in as an 11. Do you think they would have gotten in had they lost?
No, they would not have. They would have been right on the bubble. But no, it would have been much tougher. I do like Tennessee.
Like Virginia.
No, I do. I think Virginia comes out of that. But I think
you
that,
now
I think
have you, three ACC teams.
It's hard to look at this and not go there.
I just
don't you think this year's that way though? There's eight or nine and really good teams.
That's all there are,
and that's it.
I believe that's all there are.
This is going to be chalk.
A lot of
this is going to be a lot of ones and maybe
a lot of like 53-48 games.
All right, so let's go to the bottom. Let's go to the bottom. Gonzaga holds on to a number one seed for two reasons. They were a good team all year long, and even though they didn't play anybody good over the last 2 months, we'll say, because they had conference schedule, they're in the West. And, you know, I hate to say this, it's a television show. You know, you want to have a West.
You don't hate to say it.
You want to have a West.
I will say this. If I'm Gonzaga, I'm pissed. You get Syracuse in the second round.
It's all happening. I just was looking at that.
Really?
I can't take it anymore.
They're going to win that game.
There's a matchup zone against Gonzaga. You know that's going to happen.
I don't know any of the dumb players.
They win three games every year.
I don't know any of the dumb players on that maybe still accredited university.
Rec specs.
But there's a 100% chance that if it's stupid Gonzaga against Syracuse,
of course,
they will win. Because that matchup zone is impossible to prepare for.
Yeah,
and he knows exactly what I loathe him, but he knows exactly what he is doing. And then they're going to get to the Sweet 16.
Who else do you like in this?
And then you have Florida. Look at poor Gonzaga. If they get through the matchup zone, then they got to play Florida State, who is as big as they are.
That's going to be a problem.
It's one of the only ones that can match up with them.
So do you think that, Murray State...
This is the region that could get broken up.
Murray State is playing Marquette. Marquette has had
two great players against one another.
That's going to be a fun game.
Murray State, if they could... Do you think that John Morant... Do you think that John Morant needs a good tournament to be in the top three or four?
No.
What if he gets shut down completely by Marquette?
Maybe he drops one or two.
What if Marcus Howard guards him and takes him out?
I see him projected two behind Zion.
Really?
I've seen that too.
I mean, I don't think he drops out of the top five unless he goes...
Okay.
Here's the thing, Tone. The reason that he would be drafted that high is his athleticism. And... you could have a bad shooting night, but unless he looks unathletic, which seems to me
he can't look unathletic.
Did nothing in college.
Nothing.
He didn't
hurt
his draft stock.
They didn't.
Marcus Fultz.
Yeah, Markel Fultz.
Did nothing
terrible.
And is terrible.
Right,
well,
is a bust. But was drafted. To your point of does it hurt his draft status?
No.
Was drafted number one. I mean, Zion is going number one, and then I think it's a little bit, in between two and five is a little bit. But I don't see Ja Morant.
Is it wrong to think that I've dreamed once or twice about the Wizards winning the lottery?
Wizards.
Do you think they'd trade the pick?
It's 100% chance the Knicks are getting Zion.
By the way, they would trade the pick, right?
The Knicks are getting Zion Williamson. This is a Patrick Ewing.
The Lakers will.
The Dryers.
Okay. Zion LeBron. That's coming.
That's fine.
Zybron.
Who do you like in this particular
I like Michigan because I just think Beilein, when he was at West Virginia and now at Michigan.
Yeah.
Outstanding coach. Gets a really good tournament coach. They have a lot of talent. Now, it's young talent, freshmen and sophomores primarily, but they have a lot.
Isn't that every team in the top
I know.
Eight?
I mean, okay. We're not arguing that against Duke. I really like Beilein.
So you think Gonzaga's not going to win it?
They never do.
Well, they did last year.
Yeah, they got to the four.
Chuck, who do you like?
I'm contractually obligated to say that I like Florida State.
Yeah.
Because of your wife.
Marital bonds.
I like Florida State, Michigan getting to the eight here, and then
that'd be a great.
Unfortunately,
game.
And now I'm going to admit she just walked in.
She walked. Okay.
Yeah, I would take Beilein over
because of Hamilton. Yeah.
No, I mean that's the problem. I like them getting a long way.
So, but here's what you have because I've listened to both of you.
And it
never happens. Three ones and a two. And by the way, the two may be the highest two. Michigan. Yeah. They may be the high. Well, no, Michigan State's probably the highest two.
No, they would have made. Well, how do they do that? Is that well, the lowest one get the highest two? Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
It's supposed to work.
So
that
we assume
way.
Gonzaga
would be the lowest one.
And that would make Michigan
the highest two. But Michigan State make sense. Beat Michigan
yeah,
today.
Yeah. Well, what they, yeah, but what did they do in the regular season? Did they split?
What was their net? What quad? How many quad wins
it's
did they
so
get?
True. It's so
you got to know your left quad
Tom,
and your
Tom,
second quad.
Can I raise a question here?
Are we going to do Stonehenge?
It's basically that. The NIT selection show is at
8:30. Is Georgetown a one seed?
PM.
They
there's no chance we'll be a one seed
for the
that.
NIT. Why not?
I'm just hoping that we're in it, Chuck.
Oh, you had a winning record.
Yep.
Oh, you'll be in it.
Great.
You draw, it'll be fine.
So are Texas. We doing that live at 8:30?
Texas will be
I'm happy to stick around.
No,
happy
we're
to
not.
Stick around. Hey,
no.
Texas, by the way, that's a good point. Shaka Smart missed the tournament again.
They could fire him.
I mean, they're in for so right. much
how many,
cash.
How many, yeah, how, many years, to, how many years left on that?
They're you know, so, in
have
for
you
so
seen
much money.
The makeup of his wins and losses this year, though?
No.
You know, they have incredible wins. I believe Texas has something.
I'm going to look at their record right
I
now.
I believe their quality wins are fantastic. I think they've beaten. Did they beat North Carolina?
Did they beat Ted Cruz?
I believe they
yeah,
did.
They beat North Carolina. They beat Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
They did them both. It was
it's
one of
Robert
the
Francis O'Rourke.
I'm yeah. sorry. Yes,
they finished 16-16.
That's not good.
8-10 in conference.
But
I'm looking
wins.
At their wins. Okay. They did beat North Carolina in Vegas, 92-89. They lost to Michigan State by 10.
Right.
They beat Purdue.
They've beaten the ACC.
But they also have, you know, they lost at Oklahoma State, who's not good. They lost a close one at Texas Tech, who is good.
Texas
lost
Tech's
by
good.
Two to Kansas. Did TCU not get in?
Yeah, they got in.
TCU? Did they?
I'm pretty sure they got in, didn't they? No, you're
no,
right.
No, they didn't get so. In.
They TCU were on the bubble.
That's Jamie
that's
Dixon.
That's Jimmy Dixon. I mean, that's the only reason I...
That's Jamie Dixon.
I mean,
they did not get in.
They really struggled towards... they. Texas,
is there, is there any oh. look around here? Is there any team like 11, 12, 13, 14
that does the stupid run?
That you well not a just a that you like in the first round, 11, 12, 13, 14.
ODU. Just because of defense and because I'm a homer.
Well, right. I like the Yale thing more
like
because
Yale.
Of the LSU mess.
Right.
Like, you know, there's a story.
I think
line.
It's
Murray
too
State
bad.
Against Marquette. You I might
think,
like that.
Yeah, that's
I think it's too bad Vermont is playing Florida State because I think Vermont could beat a four, but I just think they're so
Vermont's good.
They're so physically overmatched.
Florida State shouldn't have been a four. They should have been a three.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that's a really tough
matchup.
They
actually should. Houston and Florida. Why is Houston a three and Florida State's a four? Explain that. That doesn't
just a much better record, like 28-4.
Yes,
four
it's a
or something.
Flashier record.
That's all it is.
But
it's a flashier
I do like,
record.
I do. You know, you said 11. I do. I could see whoever wins the Belmont Temple game just stylistically being a challenge for Maryland, and you know, you win that, then you've got the winner of LSU Yale. That's a possible upset.
I'll
you know
give you another
mean?
One. I think
LSU is so much better than Yale. LSU beat Tennessee.
UMBC is so much worse than Virginia.
I understand.
I mean, it's one game.
I'll give you another one. Look at the Arizona State path if they get past St. John's.
Beating Buffalo.
Right. You know, that's never been there. I mean, that's a...
That's possible.
Know, right, you have that.
Well, then what makes that great is that's his old kids.
Oh, yep, those are
if
the kids.
If Arizona
right.
State's
kids
Bobby Hurley's old
right.
kids...
Right.
And, then, and you say this is randomly done?
Randomly
no, it's
done.
Not
of course
randomly,
it is. Randomly
done.
0%.
So you have that, and then suddenly you win a couple of games. That's not the... They could sneak in a couple of games, and
yep.
that wouldn't surprise people.
Yep.
Yes, because the bottom, other than Michigan, the
That's
bottom
right.
is nothing.
That's right.
The bottom
yeah.
is nothing.
No,
the bottom of the West
but
is
I'm
nothing.
But I'm telling you, it's not an
other
10,
than
9, 10, 11, but the Syracuse could make this. Syracuse could easily make the Sweet 16.
I wouldn't sleep on the university that will house the Donald Trump Presidential Library, and that's Liberty. Don't laugh.
I thought that...
Are you serious? I will... I
Whoa,
will
are
put,
you saying Trump
I,
University will not
I
have
I will
have
promise
the,
you, Liberty University will
he
house
He and Jerry Falwell
the
Jr. are very tight.
And it'll be Virginia.
Really?
And he'll say,
yeah.
oh, my God.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're
so
very
wait,
tight.
Are you saying the school to which I paid so much tuition money, the University of Pennsylvania, so, will not
well,
want this?
I mean...
They won't bid? You think they'll bid?
No.
One of
you
the,
think
one of the
bid
best
on that
universities. Many people say the best.
And I don't know if Fordham bids either. I doubt
no,
Fordham
no,
bids.
No, Fordham is not going to bid.
Yeah.
Fordham is going to host the Tony Reality.
Trust me. Anyway, what I'm saying is
the Fordham
Liberty,
are so
Liberty
good.
Knocking off Mississippi State wouldn't be a. Liberty plays pretty good ball.
I don't know. I don't.
What a great time of year, by the
do.
Way. Love it so much.
The first week, the not so the first
best.
Weekend, the first round
Thursday,
is the best.
Friday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday.
Yes. Yeah, see, the Saturday, Sunday is not the
I'll
best.
I always remember Bryce Drew making that shot for Valpo. Remember that?
Well, there's a lot of shots,
I know,
though.
But I, that's
Danny
one that
Ainge
sticks
went
in my...
down the middle of the court against UCLA and knocked them out.
I'm going to sick a fan. My favorite thing in the 90s was to read your Monday column.
Because it was so much fun
and,
to...
It was so... And I just thought about... Because we used to do that for the hotline. We'd sit there and try to come up with Final Fours that were like, here's your presidential 2024 Final Fours. Yeah. And here's your this. And we would always be jealous of all your work. Here's the old Wildcat Final Four.
Chuck,
the
interesting little-known Tony fact. Yeah. He was standing just outside the end zone when Doug Flutie threw that pass
you
to
Jared
Fields.
You know that. Yeah. My feet were actually in the end zone.
I was at that game. I was season ticket holder.
Yeah, because it was Miami.
My father
I was,
and
I was standing with Carl Smith.
My father and I, we are row 57, section G of the Orange Bowl, and we're standing up.
Scenic.
And you know, we're witnessing, I thought Bernie Kosar had won his Heisman Trophy, right? It was just, you knew what you watched. You knew you were watching an amazing game. And my dad goes, it's a touchdown. I said, stop. Like, because I couldn't see.
I remember.
Okay, so everybody's standing up, and I couldn't see. And he goes, it's a touchdown. I said, come on. Because it was like, I just didn't believe it. And he says, no, the arms are up.
Yep.
I know everything about that. The defensive coordinator was in the elevator coming down. He wasn't in the press box for the last play. Johnson fired him the next day.
They were roommates, Phelan and Doug Flutie.
Jimmy Johnson fired him the next day.
If you grow up in New England, I remember watching it in my kitchen. I can still see it. The television had to be no more than a 12-incher. I mean, like, it was teeny. You couldn't see anything. But Doug Flutie is like a god. In New England. I mean, like I remember it so vividly.
The week before, Miami lost the infamous Frank Wright game. That was back-to-back. Ooh. And then in their bowl game, they lost to UCLA in the last second in a 45-yard field goal, 39-37.
So I do remember this.
It was Miami lost five games that year, four of them by less than by in the last play of the game.
So after the score, after Miami scores, a lot of the coaches are in the elevator. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carl Schmidt and I are in the elevator. I'm walking down because I want to get to the press, to the Miami locker room ahead of everybody else. And I know, and I don't know who said this. I don't know how high up he was in Miami. But a Miami guy said, we've left him too much time.
Oh, wow.
We've left him too much time.
Where does he throw it from, though?
He's at the 45. Zone 45.
By the way, it's not at the end of the end zone. It's one half inch into
Phelan
the end zone.
Why aren't they defending? Why aren't they behind him? And he does not jump up to catch it.
No, it's in his arms.
He's falling, and it falls into his arms.
It's in his arms.
Could you tell that he caught it right away? Like, because you're standing there. You could.
So, sure.
I mean, on TV at that time,
now,
it's pre-HD.
It's across the end. I'm at the other end.
As it was in the right side.
You were
side
ready to go to the Miami locker room.
Yes.
And he caught it at the BC side
on
of the
right
locker room.
Side.
I remember the right side, because that's visitor locker room.
So it was truly amazing. Yeah. Truly amazing.
What a play.
And I got angry the next day because I was down visiting family, and George Solomon was the sports editor of the Post at the time. Called me and said, you've got to do a follow. And I said, for what? Game's over. Why do I have to do a follow?
And he says, the greatest ending in college football history, right?
And I said, I've got stuff to do. And he says, you've got to do a follow.
That
and
happened,
I did.
Do you
that
know
happened,
that?
It happened 35 years ago. 1984.
I believe ESPN Classic.
That, but that's one of
ESPN
that's
Classic,
one of the 10 greatest endings of
no
any
question.
Sort of game.
No question.
ESPN Classic used to show that game. Just it felt like on a loop.
Yeah.
I hated Thanksgiving. I hate Thanksgiving.
Welcome to
it.
My life of the Villanova Georgetown.
That was Jimmy Johnson's
championship.
That was Jimmy's first year.
First year.
He's a great coach.
You know, the year began with Miami playing Auburn in the kickoff classic to try to settle who should have been number one the year before. Miami beats Auburn in that game, plays 5 days later and beats Florida, is 2-0, ranked number one in the country, goes up to Michigan. And loses a third game in 10 days. They played three games in 10
absurd.
Days. It was a horrible. It was back when Miami still didn't get any respect.
That's
you know, because Michigan never visited Miami.
But I told you the greatest quote, I know I've said this, the single greatest quote I ever got from an athlete was Michael Irvin. And I said something about, and you'd have to be old enough to remember not just the Associated Press, but United Press International.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Irvin's quote to me was, as I asked him about being number one, it was like convicts and Catholics and stuff like that. Yeah. And he said, that's us, the U, number one UPI, number one FBI.
Nice.
I just thought that was the best.
That's brilliant.
I love,
he's such a
to
good quote.
This day, love Michael Irvin.
Best.
All right, thank you all. Thank you.
Hey,
it was a pop-up podcast. We had no reason to do it except that I wanted to do it. And my plane bounced around a lot today. Before we get to the mailbag, I'm thanking Chuck Todd and Chris Saliza for sitting in our Selection Sunday show when there is no mailbag. I'd like to thank our sponsor today, Sonos, for graciously doing the entire show.
Thank you, Sonos.
Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. And if you hear this before 10 o'clock, we're still serving food until midnight, and we're still serving drinks until 2. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Thank you.
And boom goes the dynamite.